Blog Talk Radio.
Let's see your motion picture. Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just the chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues. There's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got Jet Set Jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. And victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we plan. You know it's called the emotion picture, cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
Sound like Madison Square Garden in this bitch. Good evening, good night. Hello, hello, good night. Welcome to the Emotion Picture Radio Show, and I am your co-host, Victoria Swagatito. Going on. And I'm representing Brooklyn, New York. How you doing? And to my left is the incomparable, unstoppable Beast for the East, Jazz. What's going on, Jazz?
Hey, good evening, good evening.
Now, you just got a massage right here.
I did. I don't want to hear that song.
I got, you want to hear some Zen music? Some French way?
I don't want to hear anything.
Okay, I hear that.
Just your voice and anyone else that we have on the line.
Yeah, I've got a massage too, actually. I didn't pay for mine, but.
What makes you think I paid?
How was your weekend? Oh, I don't hear that shit. You probably made money from the massage.
I may have. My weekend was great. It was great. I spent some time in the Tampa Bay area and actually met one of our listeners. So, shout out to Claudius from the Tampa Bay area, loyal listener.
Claudius?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
Claudius. Shout out to Claudius.
Yeah. You know who you are. How about you?
So, you were spotted, basically.
That sounds weird, but I met one of our listeners just out and about. Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. And we made it. Yeah. We almost famous.
Almost.
Well, I think Shaw was here, but he kind of dipped out.
Oh, okay.
But
went to go put in another load of laundry.
Sorry. Yeah, right. Just fixing the dishwasher. I did actually change my intro music today.
Oh.
In light of today's topic.
Oh, I can deal with that.
And I had a great weekend. Yesterday, actually, I went to the Queen of the Ring rap battle over there in East New York. And Coevolution, it was real dope. Man, I can't play that soft music. Talking about that. Yo, Sha.
Yeah, talking about a rap battle. I'm so
yo,
confused right
yo,
now.
Yo, you get me?
Yo, this shit was
we
hard,
can.
Man.
Is everything okay?
It was hard.
It was hard?
It was hard.
I mean, I don't doubt it.
Weren't you supposed to be up there in the battle?
Nah. It's a female battle, man. I only battle females camera.
Oh.
So, Sha, you know, what's up, man? What's up with this battle money?
Yeah,
I can't get it, man. I can't get it. We could manage somebody, though, but I can't do it.
Come on, you know there's no rapper that's better than you. I don't know if y'all ever heard Sha's music. Like, he's definitely not on his Angie Martinez, you know, rapper turned radio host shit. Like, Sha actually is a dope MC. Check him out, shastimuli.com. I ain't tell you how to spell it, but but there's no one nicer than Sha Stimuli, man. I'm
telling you. Yeah, but I'm not evil, man. I can't get up there and just be. You know, I would have a totally different angle. You know what, Tone? I ain't gonna lie to you. Watching Lux, I think he satisfied like every little piece of me thinking I wanted to do it one day, because the way he did it was how I would do it, like just different. You know what I mean? It wasn't like
beating
up nobody.
Yeah.
It was dope. He went for the jugular. You know what I'm saying? I like that. But I think I'm good now. I could just watch him.
Yo, man.
Give the people what they want.
Those females yesterday, they were evil, though. They talking about people's kids and, you know, I'm going to shoot that little nigga in the face. And who was
man.
It? I think it was Don. I can't really expose everything, because you know how they be getting mad. You talk about it before YouTube comes out. But we had the QB and Don Lady battle, the one that Starbuck Wild is promoting, and QB aired it out. But Don Lady had went and printed out some news article saying how QB accused somebody of rape and shit. Well, falsely accused somebody of rape. So she like printed out. She had like 50 stacks. It was like, you know,
they
want to pass
it
down.
Much.
Yeah. So they do a lot of research.
Yeah.
So
I have that.
She in the middle of ring reading the news report. You know, so it's kind of crazy.
Nah, that's too much, man. Imagine somebody talking about your mom by name. I couldn't.
Oh no. Talking about somebody, you know, one of these chicks was like, I think someone's mom was in the crowd, and she was like, you mentioned my mother, she's dead, so you, some shit, you know, I'm going to slap your mother right there. Like, it was crazy. It was a lot of craziness.
I'm not good with
that. One rapper, her mother died, like, last year, and she was like, that's off limits, but anyone cared about that shit.
Nothing off limits, yo. Nothing's off limits. Oh, your baby retarded? Going in. It don't matter.
Yo, it was crazy. I definitely am going to be at the next one. And you and I spoke, Sha, about revamping Gladiator School.
Yeah, man.
What's that?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I wasn't going to talk about it. But basically, it's a magazine that Sha and I started a few years ago, actually, dedicated to the battle rap scene. You know, and it was also a website. And before a lot of other folks did their thing, we kind of were trailblazers, but we kind of gave it up for this. Imagine that.
Good choice.
Yeah. But so anyway. Oh, the last thing I want to say actually about the battle rapping is that, like, there's no loyalty. You have two girls as best friends last battle, and then, you know, this battle is like, bitch, you told me on the phone last night. Da 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 da. You know, like one chick was saying how, you know, you step over in my house and you was sucking my cousin's dick in the bathroom. Like, it was real crazy. So,
whoa.
We gotta have a show about, you know, watching out who your friends
cattiness?
Are. Cattiness? Your cattiness, yeah. Mm, yeah.
Okay. Well, we know we have a slew of people to interview. Sounds like it. Let me be quiet so them folks are coming for me. Mm.
We'll talk about that later, but for now, we're going to say no means no, mister. Anyway, in this week's celebrity gossip or unconfirmed rumor reports, and I think we need a little jingle for this one, actually, you know, unconfirmed rumor reports. But LeBron James, his wedding was called off. I don't know if y'all knew he was getting married or whatever. I'm glad you asked. No, he was actually, his fiance was Savannah Brinson, and that actually is who he was dating. That's actually who he was dating since high school.
Oh.
What, you smashed it? What? You smashed it?
Smart. That's a smart chick, man. She held it down.
Not if the wedding was called off, what the hell happened?
Yeah, well.
She got the commercial?
Yeah, two children. you know, dating since high school. We need a ring for.
Oh, she's pretty. She's a pretty girl.
Well, and he proposed to her last year. And apparently it was a big thing that she wasn't at All-Star Weekend with him. And then the Miami Heat, they went to the White House, and she wasn't there either. And, you know, if a woman passed up a chance to meet Michelle Obama, you know, something's wrong, whatever.
Right.
So what sources say, unconfirmed sources, this is what I'm reading. They gave it to me to read it, so I read it. I'm not saying this true, but apparently there's a deep reason for the breakup. Are you ready?
We're listening.
Yeah.
Y'all listening, shit. Savannah Brinson fucked his mother as well. That's what they're saying.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's what they're saying. No, that's what they're saying.
Wait,
that's,
you
don't get Frankie shit.
Well, y'all remember back in the day that it was rumored that Delonte West, his former teammate, smashed his mother, and that's why he left Cleveland. And apparently LeBron found out about something that happened 3 years ago. So I've seen his mother. I don't get it, but
are you joking?
Apparently
about
Savannah
mother,
did. Say what?
It's unconfirmed, huh?
I ain't joking. No, not at all. You can spread this rumor now if you want to.
Start spreading it. Look, they're starting. It's being spread on Facebook right now.
It's real talk. I mean, hope you're not being homophobic out there. You know what I'm saying? Why can't LeBron's fiance have sex with the mother? What's wrong with that?
Oh,
12. Y'all got to get with it.
Mm-hmm. There's so many things we have to get with. It's 2013, first
right.
of all.
Oh, you know what? I'm on that Pearl Vodka right now.
Oh, we're not doing that again.
Speaking of which, I was out with a few Emotion Picture members Friday night, and I want to talk about something. I can't say any names because you know what happens, you know, stays in the room. But I ordered a glass of scotch, and it was $34. And I mean, it's good scotch. $34. It's good scotch. I mean, usually it'll be 30 somewhere, but you know, the bartender was on some. I just want to let you know it's $34, and you know, I had to play it smooth. Like, yeah, it should be right. So then she looks at me. She's like, you know, you still want it? And I kind of didn't really want it at that point, but yeah, but you know, I kind of felt like she was being racist. So
yeah,
I had to cop it, and then give her an extra tip. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure who won that standoff right there.
Man,
but right now I am on that Pearl Vodka.
I don't know, man. That sounds like the episode.
Well, I was celebrating. I mean, you know, but come on. You know, ask me if I'm sure I want it. It's bullshit.
She was giving you an out.
Nah, it is great scotch, though.
It
is great scotch. And if you
want
to know what scotch it was.
So what kind of scotch? Because does it come with vagina? Or is it,
they can dial 323-657-1479. Matter of fact, it did, my friend. Well, actually, not from the bartender, but, you know, it kind of, you know, it's part of the whole process. $34 is getting off cheap.
Yeah, vagina.
Anyway,
here.
You know.
Ooh, he spent $34 on scotch.
Hey.
You spent more on scotch. It was great, though.
You really can, but in a club, that's crazy. But what you do, brother?
Yeah, well, never again there, though. I mean, the worst part was that she was being condescending about it.
Yeah, that sucks.
She gave me a double shot, too, so that was cool. Anyhow, so today's topic, Jazz. You want to take it away?
Yes. So today we are revisiting our previous show, I guess the first season, where we talked about polyamory. We learned a lot that show. At least I know I did. So we asked ourselves if people still believe in soulmates and if they're looking for the one, and literally the one, or if people are more interested in alternative lifestyles and alternative options when it comes to relationships. So we decided to revisit this because a lot has transpired in the last 2 years, and wanted to see where we stood on this topic again. Now, last time we had a couple, or we had two polyamorous women, and they shared with us their take on their relationships or different experiences
they were white
that
too.
They had. Yes, yeah, they were, and I will
one.
Never forget Robin. Do you remember Robin?
Yeah, Robin was my hero. Do I remember
yes,
Robin?
Yes, mine too.
We went to the movie last July, me and Robin.
You
that's
really?
Not Phil, right? What was Phil?
Let's be clear. We're not talking about something that some of you may know. Talking about, we had a guest, White Robin. You gotta be clear about that type of shit.
Phil was a swinger, which is very, which I shouldn't say is very different,
swinger,
which is different than polyamory. Right.
Yes.
We
polyamory is not polygamy. It is not swinging. It's all about love. It's all about
love.
Many
loves.
Many
mm-hmm.
loves. Enough love.
I was really blown away by their description of being serial monogamous. That's something that I learned, that a lot of us are serial monogamous. And just some rules and boundaries that people put in their relationship, allowing them to enjoy more than one partner at a time. So, in the spirit
of... Well,
go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say, you sparked a thought. I mean, to cut you off. But in terms of serial monogamy, that actually is in my bio that they can all see at theemotionpicture.com. I just want to say that. Yeah, I am a former serial monogamous.
Former?
Bang, bang, 3 months, gang, my nigga.
I'm former.
For former.
That's not you anymore.
It's not me anymore, sir. Right now, I am apparently, we all took the test again. And this year, apparently, I'm polycurious.
Yeah, me too.
Before, what was that? Was that way?
You were way poly, and Shaw.
I was way poly, like,
curious.
Yeah. It's a different test, though. Shaw wasn't curious. Shaw was like,
I
no.
Was,
I
was a lame. I was a lame last
year. Shaw was like, yeah. Shaw was like on chill.
Yeah, I'm
at sleep.
Okay,
he's kind of like to each his own type thing.
Yeah, not Shaw is non-judgmental on that.
Oh, okay. Well, my score spiked tremendously. I went from way poly to a flaming poly.
Mm. Now what is that? What does that mean?
Well, first let's define for our new listeners and those that weren't with us during the first season. Polyamory is the practice, desire, or acceptance of having more than one intimate relationship at a time, with knowledge and consent of everyone involved. So this is not cheating. This is not a one-night stand. This is a relationship. Everybody knows about everyone and accepts it.
Sounds like college.
No, college, you know you fucking everybody.
Not for me.
Right. Everybody knows everybody. Sleep with everybody.
Where did y'all go?
But no one really knows who's special.
South of Delaware State, baby.
Yo, if I knew there was a black school in the Northeast, I would have went there too.
Yeah, we had women at ours.
Oh, that's a low blow right there, because I went to Morehouse.
You're right.
Now we had Spelman around the corner. We had, you know, Clark.
Okay, that's really nice, guys. But let's get back to the topic here.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, you went to a white school, so we can't talk about the black. Ain't that a
I'm sorry, I went
to
good
Boston
school.
Right now. Well,
don't tell me on the topic of education. All right,
okay,
so polyamory. We took our quiz again to see where we were since we were educated and had a little bit of time and space to process polyamory, and all of our scores went up. But the quiz, which is posted on our website and also on our Facebook and our Twitter and everywhere else that you should be connected to, it was kind of a funny quiz. It wasn't exactly the most research-based quiz. But we did have percentage points, which is probably a little bit more telling than, I guess, the titles, Polycurious, Flaming Poly. And mine went up about 20%, and I think yours went up, about 15%?
15%, yeah.
Yeah. So that first show really did change some things and allowed me to try some things within the last year that have made me a Flaming Poly.
Like what?
For example, I look at relationships in a different light now. Like they're prior to learning about some of these different options, I had a very traditional, like, you know, you're dating until you find that one person, or that you have to cut off ties with, you know, when you start getting serious with one person, that you have to end friendships and relationships with other people, especially of the opposite sex. What? Allow me to look. I'm just telling you, I'm looking at these things.
Oh, no, I'm feeling you. I'm just thinking about how long I've been lost.
The other thing is, it allowed me to look at jealousy from a very, very different. I mean, I learned something new and started to apply it, and realizing that because someone is either seeing someone else, spending their time with someone else, it doesn't mean that I'm less valuable. It just means that they're doing something else.
That's big love.
And
you know what? So you wouldn't mind in an open and honest situation being, quote unquote, the other woman.
Now, this is where I think that 83% is not 100.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this from my perspective. There's that thing called the primary and the secondary and so on and so forth. And I think right now, and I haven't tried this polyamorous relationship thing quite yet, but I think that would probably be the challenge for me. I would have to be more of the Robin, like the first one on the scene, and then work a relationship or be okay with working a relationship in. So I think I would have to start from scratch and then be open to different ideas and, you know, different rules of engagement. But I think being the primary right now is important to me.
You know what? For me, I think it would have to be the opposite. Like, I would have to be the secondary because I think I think my ego is too big. So if I was the primary, I'd be like, why would you need anybody else? If I'm the secondary, I probably would have to even be new. I would have to be like the last piece of the puzzle. And then they'd be like, you know, added me. Because then I feel like, yo, you needed this, you know what I'm saying, to make this thing pop. But if, like, I'm the primary and she about to just go see the secondary on, like, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'd be like, what you need him for, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it might mess with me.
We're going to take a little break. And
when we come back, can we talk about the benefits?
Yeah, let's talk about the benefits.
Let me check on my dinner.
With another, hold my new comfort.
Soul Children, I'll Be the Other Woman, and that was, of course, 1974. I think that was, Shaw was about 6 years old at that point. Neither of my parents were thought of yet, but, yeah, that was, and I was Stax Records, of course. You know, Stax Records. And the Soul Children, it's important to know that the group was formed by Isaac Hayes and David Porter. So I like that group.
We're here. We're here. Wait, at least I am. Shaw, you back from Texas?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I think we all dropped out, but we're here now. Thanks, y'all. Gone. Who knows? So, Jazz, we're talking about the benefits of polyamory. I'm all ears. I'm trying to break my evil habits of monogamy. What's up?
Okay. Well, I think, I'll share some of the benefits that our wonderful producers, shout out to Nikki Blue and Rusty Taylor.
Shout out.
Have shared with us, and then I'll be happy to talk about the benefits that I think there would be for me personally. But some of the benefits to a polyamorous lifestyle are increased financial stability. I guess that's assuming that everyone is, you know, pulling their own weight. Number
secondary.
Two. You said you're not putting in if you're the secondary? Is that what I heard?
Hell no. Not if I'm the secondary.
Well, I don't know about that, though, because, I mean, poly, I don't know if I'm down with that kind of polyamory. That sounds more like polygamy, like we're all in the same house or something like that. So, I mean, I guess in that model where everybody's living together and everything, I say, okay, that maybe that's the case. But what if you just want to be loving different people? And, you know, you don't want nothing to do with their bills or their rent. So that's how I feel about it.
Has anybody seen the movie Savages before we go on? Either one of y'all?
Savages. No.
No? Okay.
No.
We're not asking. We know you haven't seen no movie. Well, why was
Savages? Oh, nobody was talking to me. He said anybody. I guess
no,
he was asking.
We know damn well you ain't seen no movie. Period.
I guess I meant Vic, but yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, so other benefits to the polyamorous lifestyle: increased financial stability if everyone is, you know, putting in. And you know what? The other thing with financial stability, it's not necessary. It's not always. Money can be an in-kind goods as well. So we'll talk about that a little bit more.
Presents.
So, well, for example, like just say one of you have, you maybe stays at home or works from home or something like that. You can help out with the kids or, you know, other things that are not necessarily share money. Share domestic responsibility. This is definitely one of my major benefits. I'm like, yeah, sure, your girlfriend can come over and wash dishes. No, I'm just teasing. But I'm assuming for those that maybe live together or, you know, spend a few days over with each other, there's sharing with things like keeping up the house, running errands, grocery shopping, cooking. I like that.
Okay.
Emotional support.
People just need to know that, you know, polyamory is not about cheating. Not misogynistic, oppressing the woman.
Right.
You know, it's not swinging. You know, it's just loving people, man. Loving people and not being limited in your love.
Wow.
You know, you're right there. You in Radio Land. You know, you love someone. But don't you really love someone else, too? You know? Why so conflicted about that? Yeah, don't you wish you could just tell the person that you love first, that you love the other person? Doesn't mean you don't love this person less. Don't feel guilty about that. It means you're trapped in an unnatural system perpetrated by the man. For real, yo. For real. You hear them tears? That's the tears of America right there.
You know, and
America
it is
crying.
I think one of the things that were really important about the first time that we did this show was that we had women that were in a polyamorous lifestyle. And, you know, it was their preference and their choice because a lot of people have the misconception that anything that's not man, woman, and child is like men just trying to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just thought it made me even more curious because I was hearing from a woman's perspective about how this works for them. So Let me share some of the benefits.
That's why I brought up that movie, yo. The movie Savages,
okay.
It's like
talk about
get a visual of the actual polyamorous relationship. But y'all might need to check it out. It's three drug dealers, two guys, and one girl.
Oh, okay.
And,
what do you have to say? Drug dealers. I'm going to watch that shit tonight.
Yeah. And the girl is basically in a polyamorous relationship with the guys, with the two guys, and they love her. Like, she gets kidnapped, and they have to, like, work together to get her back. But they show, like, scenes of, like, she's breaking it down how one is gentle, you know, one satisfies a certain part of what she likes, and then they flip, and she's, like, smashing the other one, and he's rough, and, you know, and they all chill together. Like, they all go on trips, and
so is this the movie where the advertisement, they were in, like, wrestling masks or something like that?
Some of it, yeah.
Oh, okay, yes, I seen that. I thought it looked stupid. That's why I didn't watch it. But, yeah, totally, I'm going to watch that.
It's dope.
So what about that movie turned you off? Like, you don't want to be rescuing?
Nothing turned me off at all. I'm just telling people that you can basically see the breakdown. Like,
how does it work?
Yeah, how it works. It says the whole breakdown of the film is like the two are in a polyamorous relationship with the girl.
I may actually watch that.
Yeah, you like it.
If you feel that you can live a polyamorous lifestyle, dial 323-657-1479. Or if you don't, dial the same number. People are acting like polyamory is new, though. Like, this is something that's as old as the hills, as the test would say. I mean, this is, I think the confinement of monogamy, you know, and making it the norm, I think that's pretty new, a few hundred years new, you know, but I think that people, they get into so many conflicts with the cheating and the lying and settling and all that, or even divorce, because people think that there has to be one person that's the end-all, be-all. You know, and they get ashamed for feeling any other way. You know, why should you be ashamed that, you know, if you're with someone for let's say 7 years, you got 7 year itch, and you meet someone else that is different from the person that you do love, you know? But not better, just different. You know, why should you feel ashamed in speaking on that? Why lie to yourself? I can applaud on that. Why lie to yourself? You know,
can I ask y'all a question?
I think old Luke's back, that was slow.
Yeah,
what's up, Sha? What's up, brother Sha?
Out of the relationships y'all have had and the issues, breaks, whatever, if you had to think, if you were in a polyamorous relationship, do you think that?
Yes, my brother.
If we would have been avoided.
You're asking what polyamory would have saved it? Yeah.
Yes,
like,
okay.
You know what, bitch? Like, I'll see you on Thursday. You know, and it'd be all right. Yeah, definitely. Not all of them, but some of them.
Yeah,
right.
Sure,
some were just, yeah, some they just were never going to work because some people lie about things other than just how they feel about other people. But I think in one of my relationships that kind of was it was the need to explore different things, and I really neither one of us thought that would hit on his part.
Okay.
But in the back of my mind, I always kind of had, like, I don't know if I could really settle down with this person for, like, ever. It just, the forever part kept killing me. But neither one of us really knew or thought that this was even an option. And then when we would say things like, do you want to see other people, it usually meant we stopped seeing each other, and you know what I mean? Like, we had to break up in order to see other people. Now, I think in the relationship that I'm speaking about, like, swinging probably would have been more of an option. Polyamory is a little bit deeper than that, you know, so.
You know, it's funny. I was in a polyamorous situation before. And I've never really thought of it like that. I'm thinking about it now. This was some years ago, and she was dealing with someone else. I was dealing with someone else. We were very open about it. We both cracked jokes here and there about the secondary people, And it was cool. It felt very good.
Like, I mean,
what do you think it is? You think like lava lamps and shit? Like, you know, it's just people being open and not being confined, you know, based upon modern convention. I think maybe twice in my life, actually, you know, just like, okay, I feel this way about you, but I'm still going to be doing this, you know, with this person, you know, and you know who the person, you know, we knew the names of the people, you know, we knew, okay, well, yeah, I'm going out with so-and-so, you know, Thursday night, what, did he hit it, ha, 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 whatever, you know, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
It was cool because it felt real free, you know.
And honest,
another
right?
time, yeah. Like I'm, if you know Vic, you know I'm all about the honesty, whatever. And there was a time, you know, in my backsliding days, I had seven of them, you know, and not all. I mean, about five of them knew, but I had seven of them, and I met a person, met her online actually, and. The next day, I killed all seven of them for that one, and that one lasted about 20 days. So, yeah, because I was like, oh, this is the one, like the three stacks Ron was talking about, the wedding and texting all the other chicks. And, yeah, it was just like that. It was just, yo, man, yo, I love that bitch hard for 20 days, son. Don't give me this. Those are 20 days of love, you know what I'm saying? She had the key in 6 days, you know, but that was that. That relationship imploded because I was going against my natural inclinations towards the polyamorous lifestyle. And it's crazy because this show just helped me to remember that I suppressed that knowledge and wisdom for so many years. Now, at the end of the day, okay, I guess what let me finish this. I guess what Shah's fear was in the relationship that I did describe, I mean, I went away out the country for about 10 days, and I came back, that game was over, you know, because she did end up, you know, being monogamous with that dude. So, you know, Shah said, there's a point that you are rolling the dice, but you know what, I wasn't mad. I was cool. Like, I knew that always was a possibility, and I was like, hey, so you and so-and-so, like, it's going to be that, isn't it? And like, yeah, I'm like, all right, well, cool, you know, so all good. And I see it to this day, and it's all good. There's no love lost because we were very honest with each other and honest about our emotions. Now I heard the doorbell ring. Jazz, I got a drink? Because I know last week we were drinking the doorbell.
No.
Oh, that's right
now. Up a lot. No, we're not
liver,
playing the drinking game.
We got to call it. All right.
I think we should drink every week, to be honest. I think it sparks people calling, but that's just me.
It is fun, but I got to prepare for it next time. Or we could, like, next week. Next week we drink.
So I got to pay $34, though, because I can't do that no more.
Well, that's a lot. I'm hanging out with you, though. I'll drink some with you. When I come back to New York, man.
Yo, can I talk about this? You know, I know we got a caller. Caller just, yo. So P-Pal, right, we went out, and I seen one of my boys, right? He's probably listening, but I keep it real, though. One of my boys, and, you know, I bought him his drink. It was his birthday, whatever. He said he's going to buy me a drink. Like, nah, I'm good. Shut up, nigga. I'm buying you a drink. All right, whatever, man. I'm going to buy a drink. So, takes my drink order. He asked me twice what I wanted. You know, he goes to the bar. I don't see him for another half an hour. Then I see him at my periphery, like, walking around me, you know, with his drink. Like, yo, why would you spend 5 minutes convincing me that you're going to buy me a drink because you're my man and all that? And then not buy me, and then walk around. And I ain't see him until 4 a.m. So I just wanted to shout him out. What up? You know who you are. I was kind of. But you know what, though? But you know what? You know what happened, though? On the way out, I was supposed to drive him home, but I didn't. So hopefully he's all right, though, because he was twisted. But caller, what's going on?
Hello.
Hello, what's
Hello?
Going on?
Yo,
what's going on? Who
this? This is Carter.
I like C.
Carter, what's going on, Carter?
I'm all right. I just wanted to share a quick thought I had on this. I don't know too much about polyamory, but as one who has led a swinging lifestyle, you know what I mean, for a few years, I think what the issue there is, because I was sitting here thinking, like, not too many black women. They are they are willing to have discussions about this particular topic, but how many of them actually want to really live that lifestyle? I don't think they are many, and I think part of that issue is because it's the emotional thing about it all. It's like, and a lot of that can stem from the sexual aspect, because now we like to think that it's not just about the sex, and there's other different aspects of sharing love, and you know, we can all sit down and talk and shop together, and we can all be out in the backyard gardening and all that bullshit. But in reality, when we start to get to the sex part of it all, and you might see how my connection with her might be a little bit stronger than my connection with yours, you're going to feel a way about how you see me dicking this female down, and that's going to stem a whole lot of other different issues. Or, you know what I mean, for those issues where you have a woman and two men, like the movie Savages, I mean, the difference in that is that those dudes knew. Even though they didn't say it, they knew that they were both hitting the same chick. And the way they vibed, it was all cool. You see what I'm saying? But now, a dude might have a way about how shorty is giving the next guy head. You know what I mean? So the emotional aspect of it all will get thrown off, I think, when we don't explore the psyche in terms of our feelings. Because a lot of us, especially black men and women, we don't do that.
Well, I have a few things I want to say to that. I don't think that this type of lifestyle, this relationship option, is for those that are not very much in tune with themselves. I think that what you're explaining is a sense of insecurity and jealousy, like, oh, you know, he's having sex with her better or more in tune, or and not really knowing your value in the relationship.
As black people, we have been robbed of knowledge of ourselves, Jazz, so that's kind of deep.
That's me, and I'm not the enlightened one on this show. But, it's true, and that's probably why we can't successfully even talk about these type of things without feeling immediately like, you know, it's wrong, it can't possibly work. The other thing is that, again, it sounds like it's always one-sided. Like what Carter just mentioned is, one person would not be happy. And I think in order for this relationship to work, everyone has to benefit. So me watching my partner dick somebody down, as you mentioned, that has to be a turn-on for me. Or perhaps we have to set limits where I'm really not comfortable with that. That's something that you guys do on your own time while I'm, you know, swinging with someone else or something. So.
Right.
Are we truly living in that loving sense of the word in this relationship? If I gotta, it's so heavy on my mind, I can't even be in the same area. I got to go away somewhere.
No, sir.
I mean, it's like then we not
sure.
No, and
that is why divorce rate is so high.
There's different approaches to polyamory. We heard, you know, where on our last season, a couple was, Robin was not married. She was like the primary and the secondary. So there was a couple, they were married, and this other person lived somewhere else. So there's a lot of different ways that you can make it work, or perhaps you're just someone that it won't work for. But there are certain things that, like, my partner does that have nothing to do with sex that I'm not a part of because it's not an interest to me. So maybe, you know, I don't care if you go and play basketball by yourself. I don't need to go and do that. And it could be the same.
Why can't we just do that and be single and not have to be called polyamory or polygamy or any of those different things like that?
Well yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone says, hey, they're going to be polyamorous with me. But, you know, just for the sake of, you know, we have to kind of categorize type of relationship, but yeah, definitely it's just, you're just loving. That's it. You just, you don't got to be single, married. You just, it's loving, you know, and you don't need a title. You're 100% right. But thank you for calling, Carter.
Not a problem.
Can we get a gunshot or something for Carter? Can we get something? Can we get a sound?
Good. How about that?
All right.
Thank you. I'll take
there
that.
There you go. All right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Yeah, trust me. All right, so we're going to pay some bills, as they say, and we'll come back.
Check on my dinner. All right.
Okay.
Check on your TV dinner.
A double pleasure is waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Miss Gum. A double great feeling, making you realize double is the one for you. Double fresh, double food.
Double food.
Double delicious to chew. A double pleasure is waiting for you.
Seriously?
Crying night after night over your ex? Constantly calling and hanging up before they can answer? Still don't know why this is happening to you? Breaking up is hard to do. Why do it alone? Hire the Emotion Picture Closure Team. The Emotion Picture Closure Team will interview your ex. That's right. Interview your ex as soon as 1 hour and as late as 5 hours after the breakup. We'll find out all the things they never told you, including, was it really them and not you? Is it somebody else? What will happen to the plans you made together? And plain old-fashioned, what went wrong? Not only will we deliver these answers and more, but we'll paraphrase in a tone that's easier to digest. Ask for our cold turkey package, where our specialists will come to your home and erase their numbers, text messages, and X-rated pictures from your phone, block them and any mutual friends you may have on social media, and perform our patented pheromone removal service. If you call now, we will have our resident licensed clinical social worker slap sense into you. Don't live in your ex's shadow anymore. Call the Emotion Picture Closure Team, Sunday, 8 p.m. to 9, at 323-657-1479. Or log on to www.theemotionpicture.com.
If living is without you, I can't feel. I can't give anymore.
And we're back. That applause is on point. Now, so Jazz, since you're the flaming polyamorous in the room.
Yes.
You got 83 on your or 86 on your polyamorous test. How would you suggest that a person, when they meet someone, when do they tell them, you know, look, I'm not really into the traditional Western form of love. Like, when, how do you break that? When do you break that?
I think it's important for you to share that as soon as you, as soon as you think that this might be a person of interest. I mean, I don't think that that's something I would talk about on a, you know, a first date. That's pretty, it's pretty personal. It's pretty heavy.
Is it?
I do. I mean,
because if a dude says, you know, so what's up? Why you don't got no men? You know, that's you open it right there. You can be like,
well,
that
doesn't have anything to do with me being flaming poly. It's just I'm just not in a relationship right now. Or if I am, I can. Right now, I say, you know, I'm seeing people. I'm dating. So, but that's the extent of it. I don't explain the, you know, each relationship, and that's just not something right off the bat that I'm interested in sharing. But I mean, I think as soon as you develop a strong interest in the person, I think that's important to share that.
So sure.
But I think when you're talking to somebody, you know, you start talking about your previous relationships, why it failed, and, you know, you kind of build up to what kind of relationship that person may be looking for in the future.
Sure, are you there?
And you know what? When I just want to add one thing. Usually when I tell guys that I'm dating other people, there's two reactions that I get. One is that, like, well, that needs to come to an end. You know, even though it's kind of funny and sarcastic, I kind of know from that response that they're probably not going to be really into anything other than, you know, one-to-one.
Right.
And then others kind of say, I feel you. You know, and sometimes they're honest and they say, yeah, you know, I'm kind of seeing a few people myself. That in itself, like that honest, open communication, that will probably make me more likely to share my views.
Well, what is love if it's not honest? And you know what? And I think that just like the homosexuals, are able to express themselves in 2013, I think they're polyamorous. You know, there should be a polyamorous revolution. You need a movie besides Savages. You know, we'll take Sean Penn in this one as well. And, I mean, you know, there are polyamory hate crimes out there. You know, dudes lose dicks all over the country over their polyamorous ways. That ain't right. That should be federal. That should be federal right there. You know, a woman getting shot at and slayed, you know, by jealous men who don't understand many love. Who can write about that?
Putting women on the show.
You know, my cousin Denise was shot at on Linden Boulevard in 1987. You know, because she didn't know she was polyamorous. She thought she was just fucking somebody else. She didn't know. You know? Some of you out there cheating is because, you know, you just genetically, you have a strong inclination towards polyamory. You're not really cheating.
Well,
you know, you're just living your culture, you know?
The people in the chat room, they are saying that as humans were designed for this is Claude, it says, humans were designed for the need of desires of the flesh. I guess he's saying that we desire the flesh. And we have a new listener in the chat room, Taj, says that this is why there will always be cheating, basically, because we all feel a little polyamorous throughout the times.
Well, yeah, I think that cheating is based upon dishonesty, not loving other people. You know, it's natural to want other people in different ways, whether it be someone to talk to be a companion, to have sex with. It is natural. What kind of psychopath, Jazz, would you have to be to only love one person and love no one else? Come on.
I mean, when I look at the variety of...
You got to call it.
Wait, let him
I take a shot. Oh, I'm traumatized.
Go ahead, please do. You're going to be broke by the end
come
of this
on.
Season.
I don't love nobody else. Like, come on, what type of human being is that? And we got to call her.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Good
hey.
Night.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on, love?
Oh, hey.
Olu, can we get an applause for love? Because love asked about you.
Oh,
here
God.
Go.
It did.
I didn't have anyone to tease, you know. But
what are your thoughts on polyamory?
Well, actually, I have to say that you guys have, you know, educated me a lot in the last year. I would say that, honestly, when I first, if I had to go back a year, I would be like, hell no. But because, you know, I've been educated somewhat and I've, you know, acquired some understanding, I'm with it. I'm with the idea of, you know, just being open and honest. I remember with my ex, I was like, just, you know, if you want to see somebody else, let me know. Tell the truth, you know. And it was just like he was just inclined to just want to cheat. Like, voila, I'm giving you an out. Here's the opportunity to say, you know, to be like this. I want to date this one person or this person or whatever. And they just choose to cheat. So it's not just women who have to get used to the idea. It's just, I think, people just need to learn to be more honest with themselves, like you guys were saying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad we could provide some education.
Thank you.
Yeah, we do good things. Thank you for calling, love. Wish we could chat a little bit longer, but we're about to go home.
I know. Y'all took so long.
Oh, this, hey.
But you know what?
Not
why
my job.
Why is he selling out? Cut her mic.
Bye.
She was doing
all right,
so
thank
well.
You.
She can't
all right,
it.
Folks, you know, and we'll take other calls. We got email us, though. Email us at theemotionpicture@gmail.com. Tell us your story of growth throughout the year. And, you know, it's always good, Jazz, to hear that we help someone out find their true selves. So good luck to Carter and love our callers today. Now, we have our segment, Ask Jasmine. Are you ready?
Oh, shoot. Okay, yeah.
This comes
ahead.
From D. Miller from California. All right,
okay.
Jazz. How do I tell my friend that I saw her boyfriend? Is Sha there? No? Sha? All right. How do I tell my friend that I saw her boyfriend cheating? I saw him at the movies all cuddled up with some random chick. She's really into this dude, and I don't want to hurt her, especially since I was the one to introduce them.
Ooh.
Should I tell my friend her man is a cheater, or do I mind my own business? Ooh, you answer because I want
to. Okay. Yeah. Okay, this is from me personally, and I strongly suggest that you listen to our show in the archives on cheating. I really think that you have to be very careful. I think that since you introduced them, you should probably speak to him first, give him an opportunity to talk to her. But the other thing is that from the show, you have no idea what the boundaries are of their relationship. His girlfriend could very well be aware of that. They could be polyamorous. They could be not as serious as you think they are. That could have been his cousin cuddled up. We don't know what kind of incestuous shit goes on. So it really isn't your business. And if you do share, if you saw him at the movies with one of his homeboys, one of his, or his family members, would you tell your friend, I saw so-and-so at the movies? You know, and if you would, then use that same approach. But since you introduced them, I think that you have a responsibility to check in with him first if you are going to open your mouth. That's it.
That's a good answer. Yeah. I mean, yo, man, if you introduce them, why you can't talk to him first? Anyway, like, you know, hey, Ronnie, I saw you. What's up with that? And maybe try to have him tell her. And
right.
I mean, you know, if you're in the middle, I mean, come on. You can't just choose her over him. Shit. Mind your business anyway.
Yeah, or mind your business. I mean, she'll figure it out.
But
if she doesn't
tell me.
Know.
Tell me, though. Zah told me.
If it's me, I already know. I set them up.
Yeah, fuck all that polyamorous shit. Tell me so I can go on a rampage. You know, it's real, real life practical situation. I don't know about all that. I'm only probably curious. So yeah, let me know.
The bitch looks like she could cook.
Shit, I'm gonna show up with my bunny slippers to the theater. Like, where's she at? But
she got a job. I'm trying to be financially stable. Can we move her in?
Before we go, I want to give a shout out. I want everybody to go to DirtyHeartsTV.com. That is DirtyHeartsTV.com. It's a great web series that we are doing. You're gonna love it. GetSomeDasm.com. And I want to say no means no. No means no.
Yep.
If someone don't feel you, just back off. And you'll never work in this town again. Okay? Never. All right. So, everybody, check us out next week. We're talking about, like, virgins, and this is like a virgin left, and I think they're 38. And just not having sex sometimes, and just keeping it in your pants and chastity belts.
Oh, my God.
Not 90-day rules, and, you know, keeping it closed and all that. So, you know, Olu, take us away with some William Bell. I'm not going to tell you about William Bell because I didn't care about the Soul Children, but, you know, there's some good music I need to know about. We should do the soul every week, actually, I think. So, we're out. William Bell.
When you're trying to love too, it sure ain't easy to do. I've got a woman at home, as sweet as can be. A woman on the outside, crazy about me. I'm caught in the middle of a three-way love affair. Caught up in this triangle. Job done. I need a 30-hour day, two jobs with double pay. I need a man to go to work, a man to stay at home. I need a man on the outside to keep my woman strong. Trying to love you, sure easy to do now. When you're trying to love too, boy, easy to do.
trying to